Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. The Common Core education standards are supposed to be the key to a new era of teaching our kids to think, not just memorize, and to American competitiveness in the global economy. 45 states plus D.C. have adopted the Common Core model. But a backlash is also underway. Here in New York, just this week, Governor Cuomo lashed out at the rollout of Common Core in New York and at too much standardized testing. Listen.
The Board of Regents supervises the state education department, and I don't appoint anyone to the Board of Regents either. So I'm sort of where the parent is, standing outside with a sign, and by the way, I would hold the same basic sign that the parent is holding. I think the way they have implemented Common Core has failed utterly. There is massive confusion, massive anxiety, and massive chaos all across the state. And it may have been a good idea, but you know, you need a good idea, and then it has to be done properly. And this was not done properly.
So Governor Cuomo proposed that the statewide tests this year for grades 3 through 8 not count to evaluate the students, though they would count to evaluate the teachers. That's a different debate. He proposed no more bubble form tests for K-2 and a student privacy bill of rights following questions about how student data was being used by the testing contractor in Bloom. That's the backlash to Common Core in liberal New York. Conservative Indiana has a whole other set of problems with Common Core. The Indiana State Senate passed a bill this week to dump Common Core in the name of Indiana sovereignty. Education by Hoosiers, for Hoosiers. No federal government run by Barack Hussein Obama is going to tell them how to teach math and science. I'm not making this up. Never mind that the replacement standards developed by Hoosiers for that bill are being criticized in some Tea Party circles as too similar to Common Core. Against this backdrop comes a public relations campaign to save Common Core from both liberal and conservative backlash, with bipartisan appearances by my next two guests, the Democratic governor of Delaware, Jack Markell, and the Republican former governor of Vermont, Jim Douglas. Governors, thank you very much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Did the stories I just told from New York and Indiana represent the challenge you face defending Common Core? Who wants it?
Well, I'll start. This is Jim Douglas. I'm surprised by the backlash from the right because, in fact, the Common Core standards were developed 4 or 5 years ago to confront that very type of backlash. Just to go back in history, remember it was in 2001 that No Child Left Behind became federal law, and there were federal standards adopted, federal funding to a much greater degree than had ever been the case for public education before. The feds mandated testing. They started labeling schools, saying that some were failing. And a lot of us at the National Governors Association thought, well, wait a minute, the feds are mandating testing, they're labeling schools, they're putting more funding into local education. This sounds like a federal takeover. We better do something. So the states, through the governors and the commissioners and secretaries of education, came up with the Common Core standards as a way to resist a federal takeover.
How can you describe it that way, though, if there is this big push from the Federal Education Department to get every state to sign on to Common Core? And don't misunderstand me. I happen to personally be in favor of national standards. I think we need them to compete with all those other countries that have national standards and educate their kids with a common core set of understandings that they have to come out of school with. But it is a big push from Washington, and it even comes with financial sticks and carrots for federal aid, right, Governor Douglas?
Well, I don't want to tie this directly to the Race to the Top funds, which is funded and competitive. Governor Markell's state got a Race to the Top grant. We didn't even apply a few years ago because we didn't want to. But I hope the federal folks will kind of back off and let the states carry this, because that's where the initiative came from. And you're exactly right. The impetus was the fact that we have test scores that are 25th or 30th or 35th in the world, and if we're going to compete internationally, we have to do better. But this was a state-initiated effort. It had nothing to do with the federal government, and that's the message we want to convey.
Listeners, any questions, concerns, 30-second soapbox speeches, but no longer than that, about Common Core, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For the Democratic governor of Delaware, Jack Markell, and the Republican former governor of Vermont, Jim Douglas, out defending the idea. And Governor Markell, I want to get into Governor Cuomo's specific concerns in a minute, but I do want to give you the chance first, with so much confusion out there, to define and describe this term Common Core as you see it and why you think it's actually important for our country's future. Where would you begin in terms of conveying to parents, among others, what's actually different here from past educational systems?
So the point is, and first of all, thanks for having Jim Douglas and myself on the line. I agree with everything that he just said. And the idea is that it's perfectly appropriate for us to have an expectation of what it is that our kids will know in, you know, grade by grade. And it's also appropriate that we raise those standards, A, because that's what's happened around the country, and the fact is we are in a global economy. And, you know, you can have standards within your state, and, you know, the problem is if you dumb them down so everybody meets them, it might look good on test scores, but people from your state, kids from your state may want to go elsewhere to compete for jobs.
But parents who are experiencing whiplash right now, you know, if they've been in this for a decade or so, are thinking, wait, this is the same thing we heard with No Child Left Behind. There have
no,
to be standards, so we have more standardized testing and we rate schools. How is it different?
It's very different. The Common Core standards, first of all, are truly there, you know, subject by subject, grade by grade, explaining what it is that we expect our people to know. And this plays out best, not as a political or rhetorical debate. It plays out best when you go into a classroom. And so, which I've done frequently, just within the last few days, Governor Douglas and I were in a first grade classroom and a fifth grade classroom at Lancashire Elementary School here in Delaware. And there we got to see first graders not only, you know, totally engaged in some reading that they were doing with their teacher in the text, but they were asked to answer questions like, why do you think the teacher wrote this story or, you know, wrote this book? We went into a fifth grade classroom where we saw math students presented at times with incorrect mathematical calculations and asked to explain why they were wrong. So instead of just, you know, memorization, it was literally the problem solving that we saw with our own eyes. And the point, and I think this relates to Governor Cuomo's point, it's certainly a great idea, but great ideas have to be implemented well. And so we have spent an incredible amount of time and effort making sure that we've got the proper training, the proper curricular materials, because one thing the Common Core standards is not, we don't have to use the same curriculum state by state, or district by district. Those decisions are made by those who are closest to the kids. They decide how to teach to these standards. And so
But aren't the standards very specific? Like, I was talking to a high school social studies teacher friend of mine the other day who likes Common Core and says it's contributed to his more effective teaching, he believes, because it focuses at a very granular level on the competencies in, you know, very specific areas of American history, for example, that need to be mastered, and start to turn the standard, as I think you are getting at, from what happened to why did it happen.
That's right. So it's not just the granular you know, facts. It's about how do you think about these things? How do you become critical thinkers? And I think the example of what, you know, Governor Douglas and I saw the other day with a bunch of first graders and their teacher saying, why did the author do this? And so the answer to that was not in the book. The answer to that was in the minds of the students. And so they were exploring and they offered different answers. And so our experience has been that when parents and community leaders get into the classroom, and they see a real Common Core lesson taught by a real teacher, they'll leave the classroom and say, boy, that seemed a whole lot like math and English, and it certainly didn't seem like some plot designed in Washington, D.C. by the federal government.
Let's get some callers on here with our two governors, one Democrat, one Republican, defending the idea of Common Core curriculum from backlash from right and left. Sue in Glen Rock, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Brian. How are you
today? What's your question?
I'm confused as to how this Common Core is different from No Child Left Behind or something like that, where it's a predetermined agenda that has to be taught when kids are of such very varying levels in the schools.
Well, this is Jim Douglas. It's really not a predetermined curriculum. That, as Governor Markell said, is something that each state will determine for itself and implement on its own. And I certainly understand that New York and other states may have some implementation challenges. But these are levels of proficiency that we want to see attained by every student across the country. They are specific as to grades, as to what the student is supposed to be able to do and understand and comprehend. For example, I was looking through the kindergarten standards the other day because I've got some grandchildren in that age group, and a kindergartner should be able to count to 100 by ones and tens and be able to start in the middle somewhere and continue the progression. And so these are standards of proficiency. They're not a curriculum, and I think that's a key difference. You know, there are six of us now, Brian, on the Governor's Council at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington. All six of us, former governors, three of each party, were in office when the standards were initially adopted, and we're perplexed as to why there's such controversy, because governors, both conservative and liberal, were enthusiastic about this so that we can compete with other countries around the world.
Jennifer in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So I agreed with the thinking that went into the implementation of the Common Core. The rollout, as a couple of people have mentioned, has been really challenging for teachers who lack adequate curricular materials. And the cross-cultural comparison you mentioned, looking at nations that outperform us, frequently don't just have national standards, they have national curriculums and really solid materials and support and training. And so I'm just wondering if that issue is being looked at carefully, because it's one thing to have standards, but the lack of support in terms of materials and a solid curriculum. And then also teachers working with students who are struggling with basic skills like decoding and handwriting. And none of this is addressed as thoroughly in the Common Core as the sort of higher order thinking skills that I think are addressed quite nicely.
Governors, who wants
it? Sure. Okay, so this is Jack Markell from Delaware. The first part of the question again? In terms of the appropriate support materials.
Right.
Absolutely agree. And so we have, and I'm sure, you know, we're not doing it perfectly, but I think we actually put together what we call Common Ground, which was a support program for our districts across the state. It was voluntary on their part in providing the training and the like for teachers and for administrators. And so I totally agree with the premise of the question that there has to be the idea behind Common Core has to be, implemented with appropriate training and curricular materials, but I don't think there's much interest in going to a national curriculum. In fact, I think that's really the opposite of where most people who are involved in public education want to go.
What's the difference for people who don't understand? When you say that a kindergartner should be able to count by ones to 100 or by tens to 100, but that's a standard, not a curriculum, What makes that not a curriculum? What would be part of the curriculum that's different from that, but that's teachers, around that same thing?
Different teachers can teach how to do that in different ways, and that's the difference, and it's a critically important difference. It's fully appropriate for us to have across our state or across states and a similar expectation of what it is that our kids should know. But we leave the teaching to the professionals. I mean, governors and people who work in Department of Education buildings or state legislators should not be making the decisions about how any individual teacher should teach. That's why they go for their education about how to become a teacher. That's why they're supported by principals. And so in terms of, whether they use one technique or another, that really should be left up to them.
Mary in Nassau County, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm so glad to speak to you about this. I'm a retired teacher of English from the New York City Board of Education, a retired guidance counselor. I was educated in parochial schools where we use a lot of rote and repetition for learning. My question, and this is not meant to be fresh, but all of these experts who are talking about how students should learn, how the heck did they get to be so smart? Now, not to be challenging of them, but do they remember what they did in school? Do they remember how they were educated? Do they recall that what they learned was very often rote and repetition, that you can't have critical thinking until you have facts? You have to have some context for your critical thinking.
Mary, I'm going to leave it there, but it's such a fascinating question, really, governors.
Yeah,
you know, and other than the nuns hitting her with a ruler until she memorized, I'm just kidding. But you know, if we think about at least our stereotype of the countries that are eating our lunch educationally, Japan, China, maybe Germany, there's a lot of rote memorization. Those are not cultures that are obsessing on how can we do, you know, great humanitarian analysis of why.
This is not an either-or world. So in the fifth grade class at Lancashire Elementary that Governor Douglas and I went into the other day, I mentioned that the students were presented with problems and in some cases with math that had been done incorrectly so that they could analyze where the errors had been made. But what they were also presented with were worksheets where they work on their fluency, and it's something that they do every day because the teacher's belief is that, in fact, they do have to become fluent with the various, you know, with addition, subtraction, adding, you know, multiple digit numbers, multiplication, and the like. And so this is not, it's not one thing or the other. It's you have to become fluent with the basic facts of you know, those kinds of facts, but then you have to be able to use those facts to make critical critical decisions. That being said, the questioner asks, how do these people become experts? When the Common Core standards were developed, the teachers were very much involved. Subject matter experts were very much involved. And so these standards were not developed by a bunch of governors sitting in a room somewhere. They were developed by educators.
So, Governor Markell, is there anything, as a Democratic governor of Delaware, that you would disagree with from what I reported before about your fellow Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo here in New York, when he criticizes the rollout of Common Core here and says the standardized tests that they're based on should not count to evaluate students this year in grades 3 through 8, and no more bubble tests for K through 2, and a student privacy bill of rights for how the data collected from students would be used, and that students are over-tested in general?
Well, I mean, so a few things, and I don't know everything about the rollout in New York, but A, I agree that Common Core, the idea is great. If it's not implemented well, it doesn't achieve anything, and so that's something that we've spent a lot of time on, and we try to keep getting better and better. Certainly agree in terms of the privacy piece. We're very careful that we're not going to share student data beyond, you know, the school and you know, locally. It's not going to, we're not going to be sending anything to Washington or anybody else like that. And in terms of testing, we'll actually be testing less when we move to the new what's called the Smarter Balance assessment. There will be fewer hours of the standardized testing than there's been previously.
Governor Douglas, a last word before you go. Who recruited you guys to do this PR campaign together? I get what you're doing, one Democrat, one Republican, supporting Common Core from the backlash on the left and the backlash on the right, different kinds of backlash. But who got you two together and said, this is what we need?
Well, the National Governors Association that Governor Markell chaired and that I did when this was all being discussed in 2009 and 10 has a continuing interest in ensuring the success of an initiative that we launched 4 or 5 years ago. And former governors now at the Bipartisan Policy Center's Governors Council have an interest because we were present at the creation, we were there, and we're concerned that the Common Core standards are being misinterpreted. So we want to make sure the word gets out that we want the federal government to stay out of local control of education, which is a great tradition in our country, that we want to compete with other nations around the world, and that we want to have some harmonization of success from state to state so that every child across America has a successful future.
The Democratic governor of Delaware, Jack Martell, the Republican former governor of Vermont, Jim Douglas. Governors, thanks to both of you for coming on with us today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Brian.
And listeners, obviously, this is just a tiny piece of the conversation, so keep it going among yourselves with all the many facets at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for that comments page or on Twitter at Brian Lehrer or Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC.